So 35 years you've owned the store. Talk about kind of your history leading up to purchasing the store and then kind of general basics of what you've done with the store since buying it.
We've been in retail for many, many years. We moved here from Spirit Lake. We've also been in Brainerd, Minnesota, Iowa City. We moved around a lot. And we purchased this one, took ownership on the 1st of June, opened in August 1985. My father owned a general merchandise store when I was growing up. I mean, he did everything from candle eggs to cut meat, sold clothing. So I worked there from the time I was old enough to count change. So I've basically been involved in some type of retail. Jim worked construction and sold insurance and many other jobs, and also started working when he was in high school in a Ben Franklin store in Spencer. So he's been involved in retail for many, many years as well. We decided we wanted to have our own store, looked around, found this one. And when we came, it was a Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin was basically in the process of going bankrupt. So we didn't want to start it as a Ben Franklin. It was a Ben Franklin. We didn't want to keep it that because we knew we wouldn't be able to get merchandise. So we found Variety Distributors out of Harlan, Iowa, where we get a lot of our merchandise. We have many, many other vendors that we purchase things from. Variety Distributors being the main one. But before that, it was V&S Variety, which was a member of Cotter & Company. They had True Value hardware stores and V&S Variety as softline stores. They also went, not necessarily bankrupt, they decided to get rid of the Variety side because they didn't think they were making any money for them and just stick with the hardware. So that's when we had to go to Variety Distributors. So it went basically as being a Ben Franklin, then we went V&S Variety and now Variety Distributors, but we got to keep our same name since there was no more V&S Varieties. When we started in 85, we had like 8 employees. Now we're down to Jim and me, and we're still doing just fine. We sell basically everything that an old-fashioned dime store sells. We consider ourselves an old-fashioned dime store. We sell hairnets, we sell fabric, candy, crafts, toys, cards, fabric. We have a huge yarn department. We're about the only ones that have a big fabric department. Cater to the customers one-on-one. They come in, some just come to the door, say, can you help me? What do you want? We go get it, take it to them. We're kind of like a mini Walmart, but with personal service. We've been through all kinds of things. We've been through 2 street remodelings. We've been through going through COVID now. We had our store totally remodeled. We had the roof fall in. I believe it was 2001. So we had to tear up the carpet, tear up the floor, new ceiling, new lights, new floor, everything brand new. That was major. We stayed open the entire time. We did one section at a time. We moved all the fixtures next door to the building that was empty. That was a lot of work. Plus, I've been through a bout of cancer, so we've been through just about anything you can imagine.
Survivors.
Yes, we are. We are definitely survivors, and we plan on continuing until either our health or something else happens.
You managed to survive 35 years through all these challenges. Talk about what that means to you as a shop owner.
It means so much to be able to help the people when they come in the store. Do you have? Yes, we have this. Well, I've looked all over. I've looked in Fort Dodge and Des Moines and Algona. Nobody has it. We have it. Check here first. We've been here 35 years. Seriously, some people don't even know that we're open nights. We're open 7 days a week. We're open till 8 o'clock every weeknight and Sunday 12 to 5. A lot of the townspeople do not even know that. We get a lot of out-of-town traffic, which is good. That's what keeps us going. It's just a really good feeling to be able to help somebody find something that they want. I do all of the artificial flower arrangements and things for Memorial Day and weddings, and I do all kinds of things for people. If they need a button sewed on or something like that, I will do that. I don't do big sewing projects and things, but I don't have time because I need to be up here. But just being able to help somebody pick out their fabrics for their quilt, I mean, just it makes you feel good. And people say, oh, thank you, you helped us. You know, we couldn't find that. We couldn't do this without you. We couldn't be here without you. And we hope that continues.
So throughout the years, have you had anybody ever come to you offering to buy the store?
Oh, many times.
Consume you as a bigger corporate consume you?
We've had a lot of people come. And years back, several years back, we were looking at selling the business. This was after the first street remodeling when the street was literally torn up. They did the whole infrastructure in the main street. So, I mean, it was awful. And we were considering selling the business because it was rough. I mean, there was 8-foot holes. I mean, the whole street was 8-foot holes in the middle of the street. And we just, you know, there wasn't really anything. Who'd want to buy a store then that's not doing well or making anything? Nobody. And quite frankly, no young person now is going to come and want to take over a mom-pa dime store. I just don't think it's in the books. So we decided to just keep going. We did sell our building about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe, because we thought, okay, we're not getting any younger anymore. I'm 72, Jim's 73. We should be retired, but we're not. Don't know what we'd do if we'd retire. He'd golf. I don't know what I do. And then I got sick, so we thought, well, this might be a good thing, because who knows? Because if we'd want to retire, it'd be easy to have a going out of business sale. Selling a building would be the holdup. So we sold the building. Now we're just renting it on a year-to-year lease, which is perfect. You know, our landlord is great working with us. And through this COVID-19, we were allowed to stay open the entire time because they deemed us an essential business because we sold all the fabric for masks. We sold craft things. We just sold a lot of things to keep people's minds healthy, from puzzles to games to just doing all kinds of fun things.
Man, we've weathered the storm for a lot of things in 35 years, including, gosh, a lot of competition that has since...
Walmart came the same year we did.
A lot of competition we've outlasted.
And I walked in there and looked around and I told Jim, I said, there's no way we can compete with this. And we're still here. Our two daughters were instrumental in helping us maintain the store. They worked for us the whole time until they were gone.
8 employees you started with. Yeah. Since then, it's just become you two.
Just two of us. Mm-hmm.
You work all day here.
7 days a week.
So in terms of retirement, because you did mention you guys considered it, is there any thoughts of retirement, or is it just going to be going until you can't do it anymore?
Go till we can't go anymore.
She says if I retire, she'll never see me because all I'll be doing is fishing and golfing. Okay? So yeah. We might as well just stay open. And I'll tell you, quite frankly, that has nothing to do with it.
We love what we're doing.
Yeah. This has never been a job to me. This is our life.
And we both basically think of the same things at the same time. We'll walk by something and,
yeah, it's scary.
And I'll come back and say, Jim, why don't you? And he's already doing it. And we are totally 100% dedicated to our store. Our store basically is our life.
And our kids hate that.
Yeah.
They think we should retire.
Oh, they've thought that for 10 years.
They have thought that we should have gone to work for somebody else and got a retirement plan and so forth. But they don't understand this is our retirement plan. People who started businesses like this, one thing in mind, and that was to serve the community. It's totally different today. Number one thing in retailing is that's lacking is the people to commit to the hours that it takes of dedication to keep a business running. And a lot of people don't want to work past 40 hours. And I think anyone who takes over a retail business has to be committed to wanting to do the hours.
They want to see an owner's face in the store when they come in.
It's important that Joyce and I are here because when people come in, they have more confidence in dealing with the owner. And we, over 35 years, have so much product knowledge and stuff that you don't find at the big stores. You can walk into a store nowadays and ask for something for a school project or something, and a lot of the big boys don't have a clue what they're talking about. We have a wealth of knowledge on all the different classroom projects and things that they do. And we have a lot of ideas that they can use for school projects or whatever.
All the teachers have to do is come in and say, okay, I'm going to need zippers and thread and whatever for a sewing project. Can you get them for me?
Yep. Yeah.
We can get them and they can have them.
And when it comes to trends, projects. If something is selling, you know, some of the big stores have to go through headquarters to wait to order it to get permission to carry it. We do not. It's the two of us make a decision, we get it ordered, and it's here.
We order everything ourselves. Nothing comes from a corporate company.
Good example of that would be Parade Candy. Get on the horn, we have it ordered, and it's here in a couple weeks, and we have it. There are other companies have to prepare months ahead to get it.
Wow, guys. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, providing all this insight knowledge. Is there anything else you'd like to say about your business, message to the people of Humboldt?
Shop local. Come see us.
Yeah.
Check us out before you go out of town. If we don't have it, we'll try and get it.
The pandemic has changed a lot of people's shopping habits. We have people that have lived here, have come into the store, have lived here for years and never been in our store because they shop the big stores in Fort Dodge and so forth. Now they're afraid to go into them. So all of a sudden we have a whole new wealth of customers coming in to see us we never had before. And they actually live here in town. And it's surprising how many people in town have no clue what businesses are downtown, what their hours are, and what they carry for merchandise.
One of the things I really enjoy is these young people come in with their young children and they say, oh, when I was little, I used to come in here and buy all this candy. And so now we're getting second and third generation families in here. And that's just awesome.